Welcome to the Ring of Honor review. I'm Oliver Newman.
And I'm Stephen Jackson.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's been a really, really exciting week, Ring of Honor wise. Really pumped to, you know, for the next few weeks and few months of shows. Yeah, and I'm doing great myself. How are you doing, Oliver?
Yeah, I just noticed last week when I watched this back, like, there's no how you doing and stuff. So, really, really excited for this show. Feels like we haven't recorded in forever, and really it was just last week. So, yeah, just really excited and can't wait to get going. And, yeah, really, really big show tonight. Lots of news to talk about. Huge news that's just come to our attention, which I am really happy about. Stephen is too. He's had to hear about it for the last hour. without any further ado, going straight into the news. A lot of match announcements this week, so please bear with me. And once that's all said and done as well, we will be doing an ROH Free Enterprise preview show this week before the next ROH review, episode 14, so make sure you check that out. So going into the news, from Gateway to Honor on Saturday the 29th of February in St. Louis, Missouri. Once again, Steve, and I'll just go through these matches, and when we're close to the time, we'll preview them even more. So, okay, so we got Angelina Love with Mandy Leon of the Allure. We'll be taking on Session Moth Martina. Alex Shelley will be taking on Dan Maff.
Wow.
I know they have not ever competed against each other in their long ROH careers, which I found was really interesting. Villain Enterprises, Mike Skull, Brody King and Flip Gordon will be taking on the Briscoes, Mark and Jay, and the Australian sensation, Slex. And then, it's completely out of order, this is on the 18th anniversary, on Friday the 13th of March from Las Vegas, the ROH World title winner will defend the title against the person who doesn't take the fall. So we talked about Mark Haskins against Rouge against PCO. Basically, that match, the winner of the match will then take on the person who doesn't take the fall. So me and you are probably hoping for PCO versus Haskins.
Yes, definitely.
So coming back to Free Enterprise, which is this Sunday, the 9th of February from Baltimore, Session Moth Martina will take on Sumi Sakai. Alex Zane, which is one of your favorite wrestlers, isn't Bandido. Jonathan Gresham, Matt Taven. Anyone else, Stephen? I'm missing anybody else. Alex Zane, who Stephen was waxed lyrical about, is taking on Andrew Everett, who is going to be a part of the ROH review tonight. So stay tuned for that. And Two Guys, One Tag, Last Real Man, Silas Young and Josh the Goods Woods are taking on Vincent and Bateman. And they'll also be a part of the ROH review tonight. And that's just the scratching of the surface. We've got more to come. So Friday the 28th of February from Nashville, Tennessee, we've got Bound by Honor. Alex Shelley against Stevens, probably favourite wrestler he hasn't mentioned yet, Rey Harus. NWA champion Nick Aldis will be in the building. We have Dalton Castle, the Party Peacock, every time, against the prestigious one, Joe Hendry, versus the lifeblood of Mark Haskins and Overkill Mark Haskins and Hot Sauce Tracy Williams, against Vincent and Bateman. I'm losing my breath. Against Mexi Blood, Flamita and Bandido. Okay, so and then the news when we went off the air last week, the villain Mike Skrull was at the New Japan show and called out Jay White. Jay White then sent a acceptance video posted on the New Japan Twitter and was retweeted around and stuff. So on Saturday, the 4th of April, at Supercard of Honor, our first match has been announced. It will be the villain Marty Scurll against Switchblade Jay White. Like I said, very match heavy tonight. Right, then we go on to past versus present, which has just got even more exciting. Saturday, March the 14th from Las Vegas. Matches have been announced. So we have Alex Shelley and Matt Sydal of Generation Next fame, yeah, not with each other, but as part of the group.
Yeah.
Against Villain Enterprise of Marty Scurll and Flip Gordon. Next up is Homicide against Villain Enterprise's Brody King, which is just dream match.
It is.
And then to add to that, another absolute dream match for me and you, being huge pro wrestling fans. Doug Williams against Steven's favourite wrestler that isn't Bandido, Matt Taven. It is actually Jonathan Gresham. And that should be a pure wrestling masterpiece.
Yep.
And yeah. And then the news that's just come to us now, which is absolutely incredible. It's like ROH has been seeping through my phone. Because me and Stephen were talking about who the ROH star spotlight was going to be tonight. We wanted to put an emphasis. Yeah, we wanted to put an emphasis on the news that I'm about to tell you in a second. But, you know, Stephen was saying we should do this guy. And I was like, no, we should probably focus on this guy. And the guy that I mentioned is the guy that has now been added to past versus present. Ladies and gentlemen, Hurricane John Walters is coming back for past versus present. And I'm, like I said on the tweet on the ROH review, I'm absolutely overjoyed with this. I'm so happy. He's, you know, one of my absolute favourite ROH wrestlers of all time. Probably behind Paul London and CM Punk. John Walters was my guy in ROH. So, yeah, it's been 14 long years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's coming back at past versus present and just so excited for that. And, yeah, to round off the news in a situation that we've been campaigning for the last 13 weeks now. 12 weeks because it got announced last week, so we'll say 3 months. We've been campaigning, yeah, for this, but finally after ROH tuned into our ROH review on all the best podcast platforms.
Tapped in again.
Yeah. The ROH Pure title is making its return to Ring of Honor, and once again, we are so happy about this. I don't think Stephen was happy about me messaging him at 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, but I realized he wouldn't be mad because we've been campaigning for this for the last 3 months. He probably was, probably looking at his phone and going, you. but I had to tell him straight away. So John Walters, you're absolutely perfect for this tournament because you're a former Pure champion. Wrestled on the 14th of March and then come back for the Pure Talk tournament. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. For this, there is going to be two night tournaments of first round matches, according to our trusty ROH app. Friday, the 10th of April in Columbus, Ohio, and Saturday, the 11th of April in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's the end of the news. But it's at this point that I want to share my thoughts on this, Stephen, and just bring you into the debate because, you know, you've just been sitting there smiling and nodding. For the Pure Title tournament, I think this would be quite a cool concept. If you've held the Pure Title, you get a bye to the next round.
Yeah, that'd be a really cool concept.
Yeah, because then you're kind of giving, the prestige and the honour of being the Pure Champion. And you don't have to start from the bottom to then become Pure Champion again. I was hoping you was going to disagree, because then that would have been a debate topic, but I agree with it, so it's not. So yeah, that is all of the news we can talk about so far tonight. By the time we've recorded this, something newsworthy will happen tonight going into tomorrow. That's what's happened every other show. So yeah. But like I said before, looking at our trusty notes and stuff, Stephen's not on the ball. But oh, wow, he's got even more notes than me. As we discussed earlier today for the ROH Star Spotlight, Stephen, I'm going to throw you under the bus, Stephen, so sod it. Stephen said, when I said about the pure title, because this is going to be a very pure title-centric show, to do an ROH Star Spotlight on the franchise of ROH Jay Lethal. I said, yes, I agree with that, because he was a pure champion, but it's not what he's known for.
Yeah.
So we will have a ROH Star Spotlight on Jay Lethal at some point in the future, I have no doubt, because of how important he has been to ROH throughout the years. But the ROH Star Spotlight needs to be on a ROH pure champion and somebody who's known for being a pure champion. So I picked Hurricane John Walters mere hours before he was announced for past, first, present. And if anyone has any queries of that, I'll show you the messages. So, yeah, without any further ado, with 5 minutes on the clock, let's talk about Hurricane John Walters. Yeah, so John Walters made his debut on May 31st, 2003, which is yours truly's birthday. So I will be always eccentrically, you know, in the same role with ROH shows and with John Walters. He will always be a favorite wrestler for that reason, I think. He then entered the Field of Honor, where he came up against perennial rival, all-around best Xavier. They got into a feud, which was simplistic in terms of booking and just a wrestler's wrestling kind of feud, which kind of built in intensity. It was very much like the Paul London, Michael Shane feud of the previous year. This led to a fight without honor at Final Battle 2003, where Xavier and John Walters tore the house down and stole the show on the show that was ROH and All Japan Pro Wrestling combined. Going into 2004, John Walters set his sights on the pure title. He also got involved in the debuting Generation Next. You know, he was always kind of matches with Generation Next members and stuff. He set his sights on the pure title again, finally winning it in his home state of Boston, against British wrestling icon Doug Williams. He would hold the title for the second longest reign in ROH pure title history, just under Nigel McGuinness, who holds the longest reign. And yeah, like we said tonight, he's coming back for past versus present, and we hope that's not the last we see of Hurricane John Walters in ROH. If you're not doing anything on the 10th and 11th of April, John, get yourself in that pure title tournament. And like I said, if anyone from ROH is watching this video or listening to the audio, give him a first round bye. And just overjoyed with Hurricane John Walters coming back, and really not sure who he's going to take on a past versus present, but yeah, really overdue. 14 years has been way too long. And we have just over 2 minutes to go, Stephen. Is there anything you would like to say?
Just ecstatic that John Walters is coming back to Ring of Honor. You know, we were talking about getting the current stars to face the alumni, and you know, I love how they're actually going far back into Ring of Honor's past to get these people who we started watching all that time ago and got us so invested in the company to come back. And you know, John Walters is one of those guys who his technical ability is unparalleled, and his feud with Xavier and in the early days of Ring of Honor with Generation Next are just, you know, were awesome. And, you know, I mean, I'm really, I haven't seen him for several years as well wrestling, so it'll be great to see him come back, a bit like Dan Math, come back into the ring and see what he can still do or what he's able to do now. You know, it's, I'm really, really excited, and whoever he faces, I'm really excited as well. It could be anybody. This is the thing. It could be anyone. So yeah. Dream matches, you know, surprise matches, who knows? And definitely want him to be in that pure title tournament as well.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, like you said, possibly get a bye if they'll allow that. But if not, have some great matches again and fight for the title they lost all that time ago.
And yeah, it's just come to my mind. Didn't mention it in the few minutes that I had. My favourite ever ROH pure title match against Nigel McGuinness from Glory of Honor 3 in 2004. It's a match you can put on at any point. It's just pure wrestling masterclass. Yeah, it's just absolutely incredible. And we've like 30 seconds to go. Really, really excited for you to come back to ROH, John. You know, can't wait for past versus present. That's got even more anticipation.
Which, absolutely.
You know, which we didn't think was possible. It even has, you know, even more anticipation. And yeah, you know, if you're not doing anything on the 10th and the 11th, we want you desperately back in this pure tournament to reclaim the throne that you once had.
Yeah.
And that's my 5 minutes. Very good. Right then. So we're going to the show from here. This is where you can kind of interact with me now, Stephen. I appreciate your patience with that, but it's just easier to get through the news. And like I said, when we come to the preview aspect of things, we'll talk about it and debate stuff. So all good. Yeah, going into the show, we saw highlights of Rouge versus PCO. From Saturday night center stage. The main emphasis on this was Nick Aldis invading for the NWA. And yeah, so that just to kind of answer Mike Scull's challenge to the NWA from NWA Into the Fire, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Then we saw highlights of the ROH World TV title. Andrew Everett versus Dragon Lee. And the absolute highlight of this was Everett's counter to the Dragon Rana.
Yeah.
Outside the ring. He just flipped and landed on his feet. And I'm still amazed by that.
Yeah.
Just absolutely incredible. Two guys, one tag with Quinn McKay in a small hallway. That was quite a funny little thing. I was thinking, like, from Quinn's perspective, this is probably too small a hallway just for you. So when two guys and you're there. But yeah, that was a funny little thing. Next up was a brilliant video package on Vincent and Matt Taven. Really, really good video package, because obviously I'd come back into this ROH viewing and stuff in November. You'd been watching it the whole time. But this video package really set the scene of this was the kingdom. The kingdom's broken down. Taven and Vincent from Final Battle. And then Vincent's Ring of Horror.
Yeah.
Inside, what, a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. I want to say at this point, I've you know, rattled off the different matches and stuff. But there was graphics on screen promoting matches coming up. Especially with Free Enterprise. So I applaud ROH for that. I think that was fantastic. Dan Math and Jeff Cobb against the ROH World Tag Team Champions, Jay Lethal and Steven's favourite wrestler that isn't, Jonathan Gresham. So they're in a proven ground match. And yeah, I like the graphics being on the screen. You know, even though we talked about them. So. We've discussed them on previous ROH shows and stuff, and there'll be a preview show, like I said. Going into the TV match of the show, which was Vincent and Bateman with Vita Von Starr and Chuckles the Clown against Wrestling Buddies, one-time ROH World Tag Team Champion, Sal Rinaldo. And who was his tag team partner, Steven?
Oh, you've got the investment there. Can't remember.
I had to research it, so don't worry about it. Tony Mameluke.
Oh, back in Ring of Honor, back in the day.
Yeah.
Tony Mameluke. Yeah.
And the Wrestling Buddies, Ronaldo's partner, it was Michael Stevens. In terms of my notes on this match, I'll throw it to you in a second. I think it's the best Bateman's looked. Great intensity and aggression. Taking on the one-time ROH Tag Team Champion, and that's where I put Tony Mameluke in as well, and his partner single-handedly. Because like we saw the match against PJ Black, and I was like, he can wrestle, but has he got that intensity and that aggression? And then obviously being with Vincent in the Ring of Horror has kind of brought that out of him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really impressed with Bateman in this match. What did you think?
Oh, Bateman looked like a beast. Like some, yeah. I mean, this is for when I said that he was coming into the company. This is the kind of stuff I saw him do in the other promotions I've seen him in, like aggressive, dangerous, unorthodox wrestling. I love how on commentary Caprice Coleman compared him to Jake the Snake Roberts, which is a comparison I would never have seen actually until he mentioned it. And I actually put it in my notes because I thought it was brilliant. And the way, like Chris Hero, one of the things I love about Bateman is. What I haven't seen him do before is, I'm showing on camera now to all those people, but the elbow is what he does. How he delivered that elbow to Sal Rinaldo at the end, where he somehow was able to twist his elbow to behind his head and look like he completely knocked him out. Like, I thought that was a fantastic strike.
This is why we do video stuff, and just see your elbows and your party peacocks and stuff.
But yeah, I thought it was great, and I thought it was brilliant as well how they mentioned this, and that Vincent didn't even get in the ring till right at the end, and then he sort of sloped into the ring and he made the three count. And
well, but the thing is with that though, they cut it off saying this was too dangerous for TV.
Yeah,
they didn't show Vincent making the pin.
Yeah, it was on the
British version they didn't show it. Just kind of ended the match, but. Yeah,
and they bleeped the audio as well. Where they said it was you couldn't hear what he was saying after the. You know, so that was interesting as well, where they said that this audio has been cut due to Vincent's comments or whatever it said underneath, quoted.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was quite nice, actually. I thought it was quite a clever little bit. So obviously whatever he's saying is, like, from a heel dynamic, you know, like something a bit different for Ring of Honor, a bit edgier.
Well, it was like the Gorillas of Destiny versus the Briscoes not being shown, and they showed Briscoes against Roosh and Dragon Lee instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, I thought this was a great showcase for Bateman. He looked amazing. Following this up, we had the NWA Heavyweight Champion, Nick Aldis, with choice words for Marty, basically saying, you know, you came to NWA, you're trying to take something away from me that belongs to me. You want to turn this into a turf war between NWA and ROH, then, you know, you're on. And then when asked about tagging with Roosh against Villain Enterprises, Mighty Skrull and PCO this coming Sunday at Free Enterprise, said nothing against Roosh. He's a means to an end. He just wants to get his hand on Marty. So
brilliant promo. Nick Aldis has some of the best promos in the business today. And like compared with, I mean, I was thinking this when I saw this, but looking at him when he first came in 10 years ago as Magnus, and I was a bit like, I don't know about this, but then seeing him now, what he is now in the in the NWA, and how he's grown, and how he's so good at his, he's so good, unbelievable.
Yeah, and one of the things that I saw, so this must have been Tuesday into Wednesday, NWA tweeted the sit down interview with him and Marty.
Yeah, yeah.
Discussing the upcoming match at Crockett Cup for the NWA heavyweight title, if Marty accepts. And it was brilliant. It's a brilliant interview. Basically, the stipulation being, because he beat Flip Gordon at Hard Times, didn't he?
Yeah.
That Marty has to reimburse all the fans if he loses, which is just mind blowing. But that's another match. which will be highly anticipated.
Yeah.
So, yeah, going into next up with Shane Taylor, which is our guy on the microphone, Stephen. And yeah, this was from Saturday Night Centre Stage way back in January. He wants to be on the posters. He wants a six-man title match for Moses Karnan, an opponent, partner of his choosing, sorry. He wants an ROH World title match. And basically, we said, give him everything and anything to get him to re-sign. You've got to re-sign Shane Taylor, especially when you're on the upsurge now, Ring of Honor. This could be a guy to build around. So once again, re-sign Shane Taylor. Next up was highlights of Josh DeGoods Woods against Jonathan Gresham. Once again, from Saturday Night Centre Stage. We saw it back in January. So, yeah, if you want to check out the Saturday Night Centre Stage review for our really long notes on that, you can. Otherwise, just quickly on this, fantastic pure wrestling match, and the so-called cheap count-out win actually worked really well, and we was behind it 100% because obviously they're building towards a tag team title match, ROH World Tag Team title match between Jonathan Gresham. I didn't say it that time. I'll get it next time. Jay Lethal and Two Guys, One Tag, Last Real Man, Solace Young, and Josh DeGoods Woods coming up as well. So, this was just a brilliant showcase of both men with the cheap victory, which really worked out well.
Yeah, just to add to that as well, I think that this was the other great thing about this match. What I really liked was just we mentioned it in the review, but I'll just mention it here as well. The long review is I love the corner man aspect.
Yeah,
Silas Young on one side, Jay Lethal on the other, and they were behind their tag team partners, and I really liked that dynamic as well. And I think that really added to the match in another layer of storytelling. I thought it was really, I just thought it was a really well done match. I mean, we can hear our full comments in our review, but I just thought it was a really good match.
It's definitely one to seek out. Like I said, this is very highlights based, but go out of your way to see Andrew Everett versus Dragon Lee on the Honor Club, and go out of your way to see Josh DeGoods Woods against Jonathan Gresham as well.
Yeah.
And go out of your way to see the main event, although this is the full match, so don't go out of your way to see it. But going into the main event, six-man tag team titles. I don't even have to say that, actually. I've kind of spoiled that. Just a mixed blood of Bandido and Flamita with Rey Harus against Villain Enterprises, Marty Scurll, Brody King, and Flip Gordon. Once again, from the review and stuff, for long notes, we'll keep it short and concise on here. Me and you were both concerned that ROH booked themselves into a corner with Villain Enterprise against La Fashion on Honor Reigns Supreme on the next night. So this was booking genius.
Yeah.
To then announce what I announced before the match, my mistake, the six-man tag team titles would be on the line in this match, was true booking genius. For all the possible mistakes that ROH has made, this was an absolutely brilliant, brilliant decision. Making this match a title match, these are my notes and stuff, I'll come to you in a second. It was a fantastic match, incredible atmosphere. Marty selflessly taking the fall again, his third out of the last four matches, which shows that with his new role as head booker of ROH, as well as his the biggest contract in ROH history, he truly deserves it. From a selfless perspective and from how he's created his character and but made himself into a star with himself, not anyone else, he's perfect for the role that he's going into, I think.
Yeah.
Fantastic booking, switching the titles too. This is one where I jumped out my seat. I was thinking like towards the end of the match, are they going to do this? And then when Bandido caught Marty with that pin. I was like, one, two, no way, three. And yeah, switching the titles. And then Bandido, Flamita, and Rey Harus become Mexa Squad, which is how they've become since. And yeah, just in kind of closing with this, this is the beginning of the upturn in ROH popularity and sets the company up for a great 2020. And with all the news that I said at the beginning of the show, yeah, this being the full match, great booking to put the titles on the line, even better booking to change the titles whilst having a six-man tag titles match the next night that you've booked yourself into a corner to bring the title match into this six-man tag and change the titles so you don't have to was just genius. Really was. And yeah, just everything about it. This is probably how I'm going to title tonight's show, as this is the match of the year so far.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you, Oliver. Phenomenal in-ring action. The crowd, who were predominantly Latin American and Hispanic, were completely into Bandido and Mexa Blood. And Mexa Squad, Rey Harus and Flamita. The chemistry was on point. You know, it was just, I think what I loved about this is that it was a brilliant live experience to watch.
Yeah.
In the arena, it was a great experience to watch on the show and a great live experience to watch on TV.
I would have traded a family member in to be in that audience, I think.
It was amazing. It looked amazing. And, you know, like, as you pointed out as well with Marty Scurll, where, you know, he took the fall and it may have been that was the start of his era of booking, maybe there. That might have been the start of the turn.
I'm hoping that it kind of started before this match.
Yeah.
Because that's one to Marty, that is.
Yeah.
That's how good this decision was. Brilliant.
And it was an amazing main event. And as we said on the, you can listen to our full comments on the review again on the later review, but just go out of your way and watch this thing. It's available for free on the Ring of Honor website. You know, it's one of those matches, which it currently is the match of the year for Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And it's one of those where, much like Alex Shelley and Jonathan Gresham, we'll talk about it, you know, to the hills, watch it, enjoy it, and, you know, share it with everyone. It was brilliant.
Well, yeah, just keep it on your Sky or your Virgin, because this was the full match.
Yeah.
At least to the best of my knowledge. Just keep it in that way. And for our weights to give this match away, the match of the year so far, you know, not asking people to sign up to Honor Club for this match. It's actually, you know, on this ROH review episode 13. Is a fantastic idea from Ring of Honor as well.
Absolutely.
As much so as the Free Enterprise show this coming Sunday, because that's free to enter the arena.
Yeah.
And obviously going to be a part of the Honor Club as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the news, the ROH Spotlight and the Hurricane John Walters, the ROH review episode 13. And to finish off tonight's show, we're going to go with another ROH throwback. Excuse me. And because we're very pure title-centric this week, as we have been for the last 13 weeks, to be fair. Yeah, so this is our celebration, basically.
Yeah.
Me and Stephen have been asking, pleading and begging probably for the last 12 weeks for an ROH pure title to come back. So, we are so happy about this. And that's why we're very ROH pure title centric this week. So, yeah, the ROH throwback of this week is a match that I thought about after mentioning it in Nigel McGuinness's ROH Star Spotlight last week. And it is the ROH pure title match from Dragon Gate Invasion 2005 between Nigel McGuinness and Samoa Joe. So, once again, amazing match. The only thing I'd say, and I might bring you into this, Stephen, in terms of the debating and stuff, does the closed fist on the first closed fist to the face, is that a warning?
Interesting. Maybe. It's a tough one to say, isn't it?
Because they said closed fist rope break.
Yeah.
But there was two closed fists and only one rope break was used. Yeah. But yeah, that was the only confusing point. And you're confused, so we'll move on. So yeah, that was the only thing. And I loved Nigel's cheating.
Yeah.
You know, kind of keeping the ref away and punching Joe in the face. And then Joe like throws punches at him and gets like a warning, I guess a warning for that.
Yeah.
And then using the chair to go after his arm and taking a rope break, losing a rope break kind of thing. Just thought brilliant psychology from Nigel McGuinness. Joe just being Joe, he can kind of hold any title and make it prestigious and kind of work with it and stuff. And it was just brilliant, Nigel's work on Joe's arm. And then obviously all the rope breaks being used and he's able to put him away with the Tower of London. And the longest reigning pure champion in history up until this point, Nigel McGuinness. But this is the match that I've heard about and we talked about last week in the ROH Star Spotlight on Nigel McGuinness. And I says to Stephen, this is on the ROH YouTube, so go and check it out. And I'd wanted to watch it all week and finally watched it today. And just everything that we love about the pure title. It isn't about punching and kicking. You can kind of get away with, I guess, but it isn't about punching. So you don't have to kind of wrestle, say like a WWE style. It's all about technical wrestling, like Alex Shelley, Jonathan Gresham, which we obviously love from last year and stuff. And yeah, this is what set Ring of Honor apart. Like in TNA Impact Wrestling, they got the X Division title and the Knockouts title. The thing that set ROH apart was the pure title.
Yeah.
And in this match is just proof of that, really. Just two of the best going up against each other for the pure title. And once again, a great surprise in the fact that Nigel McGuinness knocked off Samoa Joe because of, you know, Samoa Joe is standing in the company and Nigel was kind of, you know, going up the ladder, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So, we're just over a minute and a half left, Stephen. Anything you'd like to add on this?
I thought it was a great way for, if you're going to put someone stock up, you know, defeating the longest reigning Ring of Honor world champion who was at that point then you know, the Ring of Honor pure champion for Nigel's sake, you know, to then go on and become the longest reigning pure champion was incredible.
Yeah.
And Nigel just wore that championship. You could tell he made it as prestigious as the world championship when Bryan Danielson held it, hence unified. And the match itself was brilliant. Pure championship, you know, classic. The amount of psychology these pure championship matches actually showed between the wrestlers and they're brilliant, you know. Like, if you want to learn how to wrestle technically, but also wrestle psychology in terms of how to focus on body parts, how to focus on particular aspects of the ring and things, they're phenomenal. This match is a proven fact, you know, part of that. And you know, the other great thing was the crowd were into it, because these matches as well, they're not necessarily, like we just mentioned with the main event of this show this week, they're not necessarily the most high-flying, the most, you know, over-the-top and everything matches. They're very methodical, they're very slow-paced, they can be, they are very up and then they're very down. And the fact that the crowd were there the whole way with them, I think shows a lot about them as well, the patience of them. And I believe it's my favorite match between Nigel and Joe. I don't know whether it's the greatest match I had between the two of them, but it's my particular favorite match. And I actually think it's the most historic between the two of them due to what happened.
5 minutes. Carry on.
So, no, the most historic between the two of them due to the passing of the title. So, yeah, fantastic. Another match again. It's available for free on YouTube. It's a match I've seen multiple times. Love it. You know, definitely go out of your way and watch it and, you know, enjoy it. And, you know, so pleased that the Pure titles come back because, you know, there are so many wrestlers in Ring of Honor currently and from the past who could go and wrestle for it now and could have these great matches like this one we've talked about just now. So, yeah, brilliant. Another brilliant match.
Yeah, like I said, I think, like, the ending wise, I was just thinking, is he going to tap out Samoa Joe?
Yeah.
Like, because he's been working on the arm, chair to the arm and stuff. And I was like, he's going to tap out Samoa Joe. And then he caught him with the Tower of London. His foot's on the rope. And he has to count the pinfall because he's used his rope breaks. And it's like, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant psychology, like you said. And like we said for the last 12 weeks, coming into the 13th week now, when it's been announced that Pure Talk's coming back, this can take place on an ROH card and give you something completely different to what you've seen up and down the card. In this one, like, match for the Pure title, it can be completely different to anything else. Like it was with Shelley and Gresham, number one, that we talked about on the debut show. This, the Pure title can just give ROH a new dimension or an old dimension as it was. So, yeah, absolutely ecstatic to see the Pure title come back. And
one quick question as well about the Pure Championship. Do you want the old design or do you think they'll redesign? Yeah.
No.
We're not having a redesign, are we?
I want all of the old designs.
Yeah.
Compared to the new ones.
I agree.
I want the ROH, you know, the ROH title, I guess put Wild on it, but make it the one that Loki and Xavier held.
Yeah.
And Joe. Well, basically everyone up until HD Net, isn't it? I guess
Tyler Black was the man who had held the Renovator Championship for the first time.
Danielson held the title. What you do is you look at the greatest run in ROH history, and just make the titles exactly that. The World Tag Titles needs to be the same. The ROH World Title needs to be the same. The Pure Title needs to be the same. I guess the TV title wasn't around at the time, and the Women of Honor title wasn't. But you could make them exactly like them, like the other titles in terms of same everything with just WLH.
Aesthetics.
That's a good question. But we'd bring it back to, because nostalgia rules, doesn't it?
Does.
You know, if I was ever to get an ROH title, if anyone's out there watching and thinks I'll send him a nice present, then I would want the original. Original titles are the best, to be honest. So, that is the news. The ROH Star Spotlight, Hurricane John Walters, the ROH Episode 13, and the ROH Throwback, ROH Pure Title, Dragon Gate Invasion 2005, Nigel McGuinness versus Samoa Joe. And we're ready to wrap it up. How long are we got on the clock, Stephen?
Just done the 45 minutes. We're doing all right.
Okay, no problem. So it's just about the plugs and stuff. And this time I actually do have the things that I need.
The props.
We'll go to you first, Stephen, to give me time to be able to do this.
Yeah.
If you want to just discuss your wrestling estate work.
Yeah, definitely. Good. Yeah. So I'm a member of the Wrestling Estate and write articles for the website. So they're a wrestling website with news articles. My most recent work, the sort of career of Jushin Thunder Liger, Oliver very highly recommended on the show and over Twitter. Who is also a former Ring of Honor alumni, not Oliver, Jushin Thunder Liger. Although you have worked for Ring of Honor, I have read.
Maybe in my dreams.
Maybe. So you can find the Wrestling Estate, which I'm part of, at The Wrestling EST on Twitter, or if you look out on Google, just type in The Wrestling Estate and you'll be able to find us there with all our articles and all of our news items.
Absolutely. And Stephen doing that's given me time to do this. So, this time I have both of my books. Woohoo! My first book is a fan's perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. It has ROH mentioned in it because I was there at ROH Unified, as Stephen mentioned earlier, and I was a part of at the double shot in Liverpool in 2007 as well. And that's in this book, and Stephen highly recommends it.
I do.
Thanks, great Stephen. Book.
It's all right.
I'll send you some money in the post. And the second book is A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. And in this book, I was at the Orlando double shot in 2008. And yeah, both books are available on Amazon, paperback and Kindle, Kindle Unlimited, or if you'd like a signed copy, then you can contact me on my Big Cartel, afansperspective.bigcartel.com. Very good. And to go along with that, we have a partnership with powerslam.tv. Don't have any of their paraphernalia, but we can talk about it. Yeah, they have 6,500 hours of professional wrestling, featuring over 140 of the top promotions in the world. You can access their streaming service on us for a month for free using the code BROKENFREE. And that is the housework of the ROH review. Yeah. And yeah, just in closing, we are on Twitter at ROH Review. On Instagram at ROH Review. We can be contacted for feedback, for questions, if you have anything to say, at ROHReviewOutlook.com. We have a YouTube channel because this is the reason why this is taking place. That'll be in the description because it's one of those long ones. And yeah, we're a proud part of the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Network. So at BBG Wrestling on Twitter. The main show as well at BBGW Pod. And they have a website, BBGWrestling.com. And yeah, that brings an end to tonight's ROH review, episode 13. Thank you very much for tuning in. And we will see you for ROH Free Enterprise preview at some point this week. Thanks very much, everyone.
Thank you again.
Bye for now.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.